Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is calling available, please?
Who's that?
It's James here calling from MMA Legal. Are you requested we give you a call, Colin, in regards to your compensation for Scottish redress from when you was in childcare when you was younger?
What's happening? Oh, I'm eating a biscuit at the moment.
Can you hear me, Colin?
Yeah, that was 1970, 72, 74, 75, 76, 77.
Yeah, so it was when you was younger, when you was a child, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we need to do, Colin, I need to get your case file set up, and then I'll get it sent over to the solicitors, okay? Then what they'll do, they'll put forward a claim for you. The average compensation is around about £45,000, okay? The solicitors will make you aware how much they're going in for when they give you a call, Colin. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, Colin, just need you 5-10 minutes now while you're on the phone. Is that okay?
Yep.
Brilliant. So, I've got an email. It's cday2741461@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, do you have access to your emails as well, Colin?
Yeah. That's through my phone.
You do it through your phone. That's perfectly fine. Okay. So, I'm just going to go through a report with you now. All right, Colin.
Okay.
I'll ask you a few questions, and if any of the questions apply to you, then you can answer them. If they don't apply to you, you can just let me know, all right?
Yep.
Bear me a second, Colin. Colin, just confirm your date of birth for me, please.
27461.
27461, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. I've got your email address here. I won't be a second. Just need to get that onto your file. Contact number we have for you is the best one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 555. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All the fives at the end, yeah? Not a bad mobile number, that is it, Colin?
Well, I've got a number, because I had a stroke a couple of years ago, and
yeah.
I can't be right, and my right hand's a bit wonky at the moment.
Right, okay.
I ring down on the phone. Sometimes I'm a bit slow and dating, but I get things
done. Right, understand. No problem at all. Okay, so I'm just going to go through this with you now, Colin, okay? Literally take about 5 minutes or so. What we'll need to do once I've completed it, so my name is James Thompson, I am your case handler. You'll be able to contact me anytime on this number. So once we're finished with the call, if you want to save this number, then you can do, and you'll be able to contact me if you've got any questions, all right?
Okay.
We will get our administration team to send a message out to you via the app. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yes.
You do use WhatsApp, that's fine, no problem at all. So they'll get a message sent out to you to get a form of ID from yourself as well, all right? So, Colin, can you just confirm your postcode for me, please?
EH92NY.
2M.
No, Echo Hotel 9, 2
yes.
November Yankee.
November Yankee. And I've got Find On Place, is that correct?
Yeah, 27S for sugar.
I've got you there, no problem at all.
Yeah,
give me a moment.
Don't ask me why they put letters and say a number, but it's painful.
Don't worry about it. That's perfectly fine. I've got that for you, Colin. So I'm just going to save that to your file now, okay? Okay. Bear me one moment. If you do go quiet, I'm just updating your report, okay?
Yep.
Brilliant. I need to ask you a question. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
I had a stroke. Well, I'm actually in the process of getting checked for prostate cancer at the moment.
Right, okay, so you're just in the process of getting checked, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to put on your report as well, Colin. So I need to put an extra kin or beneficiary on your report. So what this means is if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation and you couldn't receive it personally, who would you like the payment to go to? Your daughter, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your daughter's name, okay. Can I take your daughter's name from you, please?
Charlotte Day.
Charlotte Day.
Yeah.
Okay. D-A-Y, is that correct?
Yeah.
Delta,
yeah,
Alpha Yankee.
Yeah.
Yep, that's fine. Same as yours, yep. Do you have a contact number for... Do you have a contact number for Charlotte at all?
I've got a number, but it's in my phone, but when I move my phone, I can't pull it up. I've got another contact number.
Bear with me a second there, Colin.
I've got an address in my phone as well, because I can't remember. I know it's 5 minutes along the road from where my ex-missus used to stay, but I can't remember.
Don't worry about it. What I'll do, I'll get it off you later on, okay? Later on, I'll give you a chance to write it down, and we'll get it from you later, all right?
Okay.
Bear with me a moment. So, how old was you when you first went into care? Do you remember? Do you know, roughly?
Probably about 10, I think. Yeah, because we just moved to the Haven in 68, 69, about a year or so after that. So, probably 1970.
1970.
Yeah, 1970-71, yeah.
Okay, do you remember the name of the first establishment you went to?
Liberton Assessment Centre.
Was what, sorry?
Liberton Assessment Centre.
Do you want to spell that for me, please, Colin, if you don't mind? Wimbledon?
No, Liberton. Wait a minute, just talking about it.
That's all right, take your time. Take your time.
L-I-B-E-R-T-O-N, Limerton, Assessment Centre. Limerton Assessment Centre.
Okay, let me check the records for that. Okay, give me a second. Right, give me a moment. I think I've got it. Give me a second.
Yeah, that's right. Someone's at 10 minutes to really have
Limerton Assessment Centre.
Yeah.
So L for Lima, I for India, M for Mike.
No, L-I-B. I promise.
Liberton.
Yeah, Liberton, yeah.
Right, there we go. I've got it. Liberton Assessment Centre, there we go. I've got it. Give me a moment, okay. And that was in Scotland, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Edinburgh. I was in there.
Edinburgh. I'm just checking the records now. Give me a moment, Colin.
Yeah.
How long was you in there for?
You know, I can remember, I was in there twice, I think.
Was that where the abuse was?
Well, everything was, you were always locked in that, I'll call it a room, but they call it whatever, it's just like you're in a room, with a couple of things in the, you were always locked in there. If you were, I was always getting a slap about the head, always get a clap about the head.
Okay. So you was in there for a few years, was you?
No, I was in there for a couple of months just that way. I got out and I went back to the Haven where I used to stay. And I might have been reached something on 72 when I got sent to a day school in Arbroath.
Right. Okay, give me a moment. So you was in Liberton Assessment Centre in and out for a couple of years, yeah?
No, okay. I was in the assessment for a couple of months.
Oh, a couple of months, right. Where did you go after there?
I went home. I wasn't home that long because then I went to the Dale School in Arbroath, which now is gone. It's not there anymore.
Okay. Where the abuse was, did you suffer mental, physical or sexual abuse?
Well, that happened all the time in the Dale School.
It happened all the time. So what was the name of the place where it happened?
The Dale School, D-A-L-E, Dale School, Arbroath. If I remember it,
well, bear with me a moment, Colin. Bear with me a second, okay? Yeah. I'm just going to place on there at the Liberton Assessment Centre. Mm-hmm. You was only there a few weeks, wasn't you?
I've been in the bit, Steve, won't I? But...
Okay. Just put it on there for the records, all right.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna put, so the main place where the abuse happened, just tell me the name of that again.
The Dale School.
The
Dale School. D-A-L-E. Dale School.
The Dale School.
Yeah, Breaker Road, Arbroath.
And that was in Blyth, is that right?
Arbroath.
Okay, give me a second. Let me see if we can bring up the records for the Dale School. Oh, it was in Arbroath, wasn't it? Arbroath in Scotland. I've got the records here. Bear with me a moment, Colin. Okay, let me just pull the records up. Won't be a second. Right, okay, I've got that there, the Dale School. Okay. Okay, and that was in Arbroath. Bear with me a moment. I just need to put this on your records for you, okay?
Yep.
Massively important. Give me a second. Right, there you go. So, please, they've got the records for the Dale School there. Was you in there for a few years, Roger?
I've done there about a year.
No, okay. Okay. Okay, give me a moment. Right, okay, so in regards to when you was there, did you sustain any mental, physical or sexual abuse?
Well, one I remember really, everything went to the cellars. I remember about 5 or 6 cubicles in a row, but there was no door enough that were open. And then, I can't remember his name now. I don't have my son. He's come across the pull of the foreskin on your penis. You pull your foreskin in the back wait till you cleaned it.
Right, okay.
And if you've done something wrong, he used to hit you.
Yes.
I don't know if you were...
There was a lot of physical abuse, was there?
No, the belt used to get sore. If you were wrong, you used to get the belt to sore with a leather belt.
Right, okay. I'll place that down on there. Give me a second, okay. Yeah. Was there any sexual abuse?
That was the only thing come across is where you used to get your penis and pull the foreskin back. You used to push your weight, it didn't matter.
Okay. Mental and sexual abuse as well. Okay. Let me place that on there for you. Did you witness it to other children as well?
Not only, I can't remember how many people were. It wasn't a big home, but it was a... There's probably 24 or 28 people in the place altogether.
Okay.
And you, because there was, I think it was 40, a room or dorm, what they used to call it.
Yeah.
I think it was, I'm going back quite a long time, but I remember go back and things like that.
Okay. Also, what I'll do, I'll place on there. In regards to your adulthood, would you say you suffer from anxiety, mental health, or PTSD?
Well, I can't explain that because I've got issues where I can't. I mean, from when the deal school, right? From the deal school, I went home and met up to Oak Bank in Aberdeen. I got kicked out there on my 16th birthday, and within a year. I was always in trouble. I was in detention centre, hostel, young offenders, prison. I was like that all the way through till 8 to 9 was the last time I was in trouble with the police. Running in prison, like I was 8 to 9, and I couldn't settle with anything. I just didn't trust.
Right. Okay. So you have been affected in regards to your adulthood, would you say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second, let me place that on there. Do you suffer with anxiety as well? Or trust issues?
There is a trust issue thing, yeah.
Trust issues, yeah. Okay, I'll place that on there for you. All right, so I'll place that onto your report for you, but all right, what I'm now going to do, I'm just going to get an authorisation email sent out to you while I'm on the phone, okay?
Yeah.
So, do you need to come off your phone to go onto your emails, or can you do it while you're on the phone?
But easy way for me is to... I think we're coming off on it already, wouldn't we?
You'd have to come off your phone, would you? Okay. What we're going to do, I'm just going to get you an authorisation.
07591-636-710, is that your number?
Yeah, so it's the one that I'm ringing you on now, yeah?
No, because I think that number just came up, I've been able to pick that up.
Right, okay. So you should receive now, Colin, a text message and an email. MMA Legal, yes, that's the one. So if you click on that, there should be a link, and then it's a click sign document, okay. So when you open the link and scroll down, there'll be a blue button that says sign here. You'll need to do a squiggle with your finger, and then there'll be a button underneath it that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
No, I might have pressed the wrong one. She's my event.
Take your time.
No. Can't see nothing, does it? Same. Let's see.
If you scroll down, there should be... Have you clicked on the link? Yeah?
I've got an MMA Legal logo.
Scroll down. Yep. Scroll down. There should be a little bit where it says sign.
But there's nothing can tell me. Once you get past that MMA Legal bit, but yeah, there's not on it. It just stopped going up anymore.
Right, okay. So are you onto your emails at this moment in time?
Yeah.
You go on your emails. So if you click on the email, it says MMA Legal, and then
should
be...
MMA Legal, yeah.
Yeah, and then if you click on there, and then there should be... a link that says proceed to signature. Can you see that?
Document.
Yeah, that's the one. So if you scroll down.
Execute all documents.
So can you see above that? It should say sign. There should be a little sign box where you can pop a signature in. Just above that. Can you see where it says sign here? Oh, it should be a blue one that says sign. Yeah, and if you press execute all documents, and it should say complete.
It's disappeared me. If I take it, it means signing complete.
Yeah, signing complete. Bear me a second. Yeah. Yep, okay, that's done. That's done on our end. Brilliant stuff. Okay. So basically, that's giving authorization that you're happy with a solicitor to contact you to let you know how much compensation you will be due. Okay. Now, what will happen when they give you a call, they'll obviously read your statement out to you, and it'll obviously have your form of abuse that's in there, all right? If you're happy with the statement and you're happy to proceed, they will contact Scottish Redress on your behalf and claim compensation. Now, the average amount is around about £45,000, okay?
Yeah.
So, like with a payment, it's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's there to provide you with a brighter future, okay? What I'm now going to do, I'm just going to place you on hold while we get a message sent out to you via WhatsApp, okay?
Uh-huh.
We need to get onto your report one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. For photo ID, do you have any, do you have a bus pass or do you have a driver's license or passport?
I've got a driving license.
You've got a driving license, okay.
I've got a driving license and a bus pass. I've got both.
Yep, okay, so you can use either one of them. So you just need to take a picture of either one of them on your phone when I place you on hold in a few minutes, and also a letter that's been sent to your address that's been dated within the last 3 months, okay?
Now, Matt, so I don't normally keep letters. I normally bend them right away.
Do you not? Tell you what, have you got your driving licence? Has your driving licence got your address on it?
Yeah, I've got my driving license.
Yeah, your driving license has got your address on it, that's fine. Take a picture of your driving license and your bus pass, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes. I'm just going to get the message sent out to you via WhatsApp, all right?
To do that, I'll need to come up the phone.
Yeah, well, I'll do that. I'll pop the phone down, and I'll ring you back in a couple of minutes once you've taken your photos, all right?
Okay.
Cheers, Colin. Speak to you in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Bye.